Today, the church celebrates the feast days of two of the 12 apostles, and the church puts them together, Saints Simon and Jude, most likely because they were martyred together in what would be Persia. When we look at the two apostles, let's take a look first at Saint Simon. Now, this is different than Simon Peter. When the Lord chose his apostles, he had two Jameses, two Judases, and two Simons. The one Simon he would name Peter, that would become Saint Peter. The other Simon is called Simon the Zealot. That's the one that we honor today. It seems that Simon the Zealot had been part of a sort of a military group of Jews called the Zealots, whose great desire was to drive out Roman occupation of the Holy Land. So it seems that he was involved in this particular party before he followed Christ. So perhaps before his call to Christ, he was a man of violence, trying to overthrow Rome. But after he met Christ, he became a man of peace, and instead began to share the gospel and convert souls by God's grace. We know that tradition tells us that Saint Simon would evangelize in Syria and then Egypt, and then he would join Saint Jude in Mesopotamia, and they were both missionaries to Persia, where most likely they were martyred at that place after about 30 years of serving the Lord. And sometimes you'll see a picture of Saint Simon with a Saul next to him, because he was, as far as we know, cut in half, is how he experienced his death by martyrdom, cut in half by a sword or by a Saul. But he gave his life for Christ. Now, Saint Jude is the other saint that we honor today. He is called Saint Jude Thaddeus, which distinguishes him from Judas Iscariot, who would betray the Lord. And it was Jude who had the misfortune of having the same name as the traitor. So instead of calling him Saint Judas, the church has shortened it to calling him Saint Jude, and to call Judas the Iscariot, who betrayed him. What we know about Saint Jude is that he was most likely a relative of the Lord, one of the cousins of the Lord, that his brother, James, would become an apostle as well, and he would be the first bishop of Jerusalem and the first one of the apostles to be martyred. That was his brother, James. Saint Jude, again, is called Jude Thaddeus, and he is mentioned once in Scripture where he actually speaks. It was at the Last Supper. Saint Jude asked Jesus why he did not manifest himself to the whole world and not just to his disciples. And Jesus answered him that the Father would visit all those who loved him, saying, "We will come to him and make our abode with him." So those are the only times that Saint Jude spoke up in sacred Scripture, that one time, and we have the Lord's response that yes, those who follow Christ would have the indwelling of the Blessed Trinity within their soul. We know that Saint Jude also would evangelize. He would go to Edessa in Syria and actually convert the king of Edessa to Christianity. Whenever you see a painting or statue of Saint Jude, he always has the tongue of fire over his head to remind us of when he received the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. And he's always holding the image of Christ, the face of Christ, either on a medallion or on a cloth. And the tradition is that he brought an image of Jesus' face, and this helped to convert the king of Edessa, who was very sick and who was miraculously cured when this image of Christ was brought to him. And when I studied the Holy Shroud of Turin, it was fascinating that many people believe that the face that was brought to the king of Edessa by Saint Jude was actually the Shroud of Turin folded up so that only the face of Christ was showing. And this does make sense in many of the writers that I read, because of the folds in the Holy Shroud of how certain places were worn, and the way it was folded would have been so that the face of Christ would have been the only thing showing. They would have put it into perhaps a wooden frame, and he would have carried it that way. So it's very possible that St. Jude is the one who carried the holy shroud, the face of Christ, to Edessa, and this was the miraculous healing that brought about the conversion of the king. So again, that's speculation, but it certainly makes sense if you read and study the history of how the shroud would then travel to different parts of the world. So today we honor these two very saintly men who both gave their lives for Christ. The tradition is that St. Jude was either beheaded or crucified for Christ, but we do know he died a martyr's death. So when we look at their lives, we see two men, even though we don't know a great deal about them. We know first that they were disciples of Christ, then they became apostles. They were sent out by Christ to the parts of the world to evangelize. They were also deeply in love with Christ. The reason why they spread the gospel for 30 years, because they had such a personal, burning love of their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who died for them and inspired them to die for Christ. So we honor these two great martyrs today who gave the ultimate witness of their lives in choosing death rather than betraying their Savior, Jesus Christ. So I'll give you a blessing now with the relics of the apostles Saint Simon and Jude. Through the intercession of Saint Simon and Jude, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.